every head bowed. Father God, we bless you and we thank you for this opportunity to stand before your people once again. Word in my mouth, give me what to say. Give your people an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God, don't let us leave the same way we came. Meet every need in the house. Everyone on the prayer list, God, we're claiming victory. We won't take your glory. We won't take your praise. We claim it now in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, amen. God bless you. You may have your seats. Lord, keep me day by day in a pure, and perfect way. I want to live
on
in a building.
In the building, not me.
You can clap if you want to.
By hand.
Lord, keep my body strong.
Lord, keep my body strong.
And keep my hand.
Keep my hand.
From doing wrong.
From doing wrong.
Give me grace, so I can run
this Christian race.
I want to live
in a building not made by hand.
I'm just a stranger.
I'm just a stranger here.
Every day I'm traveling through
this barren
run land. But Lord, I know, I got a building somewhere. Oh, I got a building
not made by hand.
This is my prayer. Lord, keep me day by day
in a pure
and perfect way.
In a building that made
by hand. Listen, Lord, keep my body.
Lord, keep my body strong.
Every day I pray that. Keep my hand
from doing wrong.
Give me the grace that I can run
this Christian race.
I want to live
in the building not made
by God. Bless you. Every day, that's my prayer. God bless you. In the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter, thank God all these men of the gospel, I think all of them are here except for two. That's good. Yes, sir. Amen. I thank God. I'm trying to see who the oldest, but I ain't going to call them out, but let's see. Any, many, money, mo. He the oldest, let him go. I mean, you know what? It's good to be old. That means God been good to you. And I plan to get old one of these days. Amen. All right. I told my wife, I believe about an hour or two ago. Now, I don't know what God plans off of me. But I plan to be around here a long time. When y'all see this 100-year-old man on the beat, that's me. 100-year-old man on the beat down in Hilton Head, that's me, y'all. Did y'all see the old man on the beat? That was Bishop Payton in the book. In the book of Hebrews. Y'all, this is the first Sunday, and I'm making this announcement for the rest of the year. We want to focus on evangelism. Personal evangelism is really important. You ought to be able to tell somebody your story. You might not know the scripture the way you want to know it, but you ought to be able to tell somebody what God did for you. You got a cousin, you got a spouse, or uncle, or Pookie, or Uncle Willie, somebody that need to be saved. And it's not that they don't know the way, they just like you, just like me. I didn't get saved when I first heard about him either. Oh, Lord, y'all didn't either. And some of you still ain't saved. But anyway, Hebrews 9 and 11. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Didn't have to do it but one time. For the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Verse 15, and for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. May God continue the blessed word. We want to talk from the subject. After you remember his sacrifice, consider your ways. After you remember his sacrifice, consider your ways. We're living in a time now that seems like nothing shakes up people. Got a pandemic we've been in almost 2 years, and people still acting a fool. Men still want men, women still want women. All kinds of stuff is going on. And the problem would not be as bad if the church took a stand. But when you can come to the pastor, Billy and John, or Willis and Pookie, whoever you are, and tell the pastor we fell in love and we want to get married, and the pastor say, do you have a date in mind? That's when you know there's a compromise going on. I'm going to tell you a little story that I didn't think about earlier today, but there was a pastor that I know real well. I won't call his name because you know him. He was on Facebook, and one of his members was saying, I am so glad I finally found my mate. I found somebody that loves me, that understands me, and I just thank God for this. They're thanking God. Got to the church that Sunday, and both of them were there, and the pastor found out there wasn't no woman he was talking about. And we ain't talking about no Baptist, we ain't talking about no Methodist, we talking about the grand old church of God in Christ. These two men working in the church went on Facebook and declared their love for each other. And when the pastor dealt with it immediately, there was a fallout in the church. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all something. If it ain't nobody here but me and my wife and a few others, I'm going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no compromise in me. There's no compromise. We're going to preach the word of God whether you like it or not. I'm not telling the sinner. I'm not telling a homosexual or what. I'm not telling them don't come to church. This is where you come to get a change. You got a better chance in this environment of changing than you do laying in the bed with Bubba. Y'all, I'm sorry. After I saw this yesterday, and it's disheartening. Parents, you better watch what your children are watching, because they got commercial now. They're trying to get Batman and all them involved in homosexuality. They got homosexual and comic books and all kind of stuff. If you don't teach your children, somebody else gonna teach them. It's a different day now. After you remember his sacrifice, we're getting ready to remember. We're getting ready to take communion. And that's wonderful. We pray before we take communion that anything that's not right, you ask God to forgive you. You don't want to take it and not be worthy of it. But when you remember that he became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, it ought to make you consider your ways. When you remember that while we were yet sinners, he commended his love toward us. Romans 2 and 4, go there with me, and I'm almost finished. But we got too many people walking around acting like they don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. When I read this script, I want to point out something to all of us. Church is not a place that everybody there was born saved. It's a place that all of us were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. At some point, and this is all this stuff is coming, it's not a part of my message. At some point, you got to get a grip on yourself, mama and daddy. If you brought your children up in the right way, in the church, and they have strayed, stop making it seem like it's on you. They got up, grown, and made a decision on their own. That don't mean, oh, she must not have been living holy in front of them. No, that don't mean that. The devil is busy, y'all. He had you for a while. Well, maybe I should have did this. I hope and pray that you did what you're supposed to do. I hope you weren't the one that gave it unto God who had my life, and thank God for Bishop and Mother Payne. And you get home and your child said, Mama, is that the same bishop you were talking about the other day? I hope that ain't you. Uh-oh. Because some folks, they know how to do it up in the church. They know how to act like, that's my bishop. Ooh, oh, I love you. I've had members, Bishop, I love you. You're the greatest pastor. I thank God for being a member of Holy Fellowship. And the next correspondence I get from them is a letter of resignation. Am I telling the truth, pastors? Sometimes you get caught up in members if you want to. You better get caught up in what God is doing. Because some of these members, and I ain't talking about you all, I'm talking about in life. If I don't do what God told me to do, I shouldn't expect him to bless me and do what I know he can do. That's why I'm going to live right, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to trust God, because he is the one that's taking care of me. Romans 2 and 4. Or despisest thou the riches, look at these three words, of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. You have no idea how you got home. You were drunk. You didn't know where you were, but the next morning you woke up. That's the goodness of God. You didn't deserve it, but he's so good. Forbear. You did wrong, and he forbear. He waived the punishment that you deserve. Forbear. Long-suffering. He knew what you were doing, but he didn't cut you off. But he suffered long with you. 2 Peter 3 and 9, because it's not his will that any should perish. I'm going to make an announcement. Don't care what your title is, bishop, first lady, district missionary, church mother, you have experienced goodness, you have experienced forbearance, and you have experienced long-suffering. Now, if God been good to you, he forbear for you, he long-suffering for you, why is it that every time you want something, it's right now, God? Now, before I get up off my knee, right now, no, he was long-suffering with you. But now you want him to be the R-A-T, right now, God. We got to get to a point. And I'm really closing in just a moment. I'm not trying to be that preacher. And I always want to be effective. But I want my message to coincide with my life. I want to be able to preach the gospel. And when I see something out of order, I want to be in a position that don't feel under condemnation, that I'm trying to go after so-and-so, and I'm doing the same thing that he's doing. I want to be the preacher that you know how some preachers, and one bishop told me this before he died, he said the reason why so-and-so got that position, because he knew where the bodies were. He knew the dirt that on so-and-so. And one bishop talked, oh my God, I wasn't going to say it, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to call his name. They would ask him about being bishop. He said, they interviewed him. And they said, well, I understand you have a baby. And he told the general board bishop, he said, I understand you got one too. Now, I wasn't supposed to say that. But I didn't call the name. How am I going to correct my deacon when I'm doing the same thing my deacon is doing? How am I going to tell you, you need to stop playing the lottery. You need to stop doing this. And every now and then you see me in the lottery line. We got to walk worthy of our vocation. After you remember his sacrifice. Now, Romans 2 and 4, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Get that sinner man, sinner woman by themselves, and remind them how God healed them when the doctors can do nothing. Remind that sinner of what God did that nobody else could do. The goodness of God leadeth thee to have a change of mind. Well, Pastor, I hear what you're saying, but Sunday school is at 9.
And that's early. But remember, you be at work at 7. I got to stop. This communion, y'all, I got to stop. There's a scripture in Haggai 1 and 5. Haggai was reminding the people, look what you're doing. You're building your houses. You're doing all this stuff. But the house of God is being neglected. In the 5th verse, he made an announcement. He said, consider your ways. If God is not the priority in your life, consider your way. You know why? In Him we live, we move, and have our being. And without God, we can't do nothing. So when you consider that He pressed His way, how do you press your way to your own death? He pressed His way to His own death. He was nailed with spikes in His hand and feet. Put that thorn around His head, He bled. Pierced Him in the side. When you remember that, consider how you respond. Well, you know, the way life goes now, life expectancy is about 75, 80. Tell that mother that lost her son the other day, coming home from college, had a seizure at the wheel and died in his early 20s. Tell her about life expectancy. The one that died in their early ages. You can't comfort them. Let me say this. When it comes to comforting folks, if you're not using a word, chances are you're missing the mark. It's hard to comfort somebody, especially if you've never been in that situation. I know what you're going through. No, you don't. You ain't lost no child. No, you don't know what I'm going through. You might can imagine what I'm going through, but God is the God of all comfort. And I'm going to tell y'all something. If you don't know Him now, you better get to know Him, because there's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this way. And if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. That's why I want that anchor out there. I want people to know, if you anchor down in Jesus, you don't have to worry about what the government is doing. You don't have to worry about what the CDC is saying. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. I got the clothes. Well, Pastor, I was doing all right. I was faithful in the church. And I found out the preacher wasn't right, and his wife got a bad attitude, and there were hypocrites in the church. So I just, I don't want to have nothing to do with church no more. That's just like saying I'm volunteering for hell. When you tell me that Jesus is not who He say He is, if you tell me that Jesus never got out of the ground and you can convince me, you got a reason to lead a church. But just because the preacher took your money for building fund and bought a car, that's no reason for you to leave. You can leave that church, but you can't leave God. We got too many people want to make it seem like, but I was in church. Church is not about the denomination. Church is not about whether it's holiness, whether we got a tambourine or B3. There's something on the inside. If we don't have no church, I can praise Him. There's something on the inside. I can have church all by myself. That's why David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God." You can leave the church, but the church is on the inside of me. And I can praise him by myself. I can give him glory by myself. I can magnify him by myself. Oh, praise the Lord in here. I'm closing. My last point. Those of you in social media that know you could be in church, but you done got used to being at home. Don't want to take a shower. Don't want to put on no clothes. And make it seem like I'm just not comfortable. God knows your heart. I got y'all gonna pray for me? I'm not telling you what to do. But me and my wife, we know of a situation. And it's too close to home. I won't talk about it. But you better go when you can go. Because there may be a time when you really can't go. So when the preacher fails, when the bishop, I lose confidence in him. And when I see that people that call themselves saints are falling by the wayside, it gives me a greater conviction to be that holy man of God. It gives me a greater commitment to be the righteousness of God. Because he died that I might be made the righteousness of God. And because I'm living the word, because the word is on the inside, I'm going to declare to you in my closing that I am the righteousness of God. I am a holy man of God. Somebody say yes. I heard something the other day. Cam Newton was cut from the Patriots. He said, y'all, don't feel sorry for me. He said, everything is fine. Well, I'm going to take that to another level. When they lay me down and I can't speak no more, don't feel sorry for me. Because I'm going down in power. And when the first trumpet sounds, I'm going to get up out of the ground. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm going to live all I know how. I'm going to cross all of my teeth. I'm going to bat all of my eyes. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to forgive you whether you ask me to forgive you or not, because I love the Lord. Somebody say yeah. I'm excited because my name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. I don't have a reserved seat, but my name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. And there's a thing you can do about it. I'm going to keep on living holy. I'm going to keep on living right. Come on, give him some praise. I want you to tell somebody. I want you to know right now. Come on, tell. I want you to know right now. My heart is fixed and my mind is made up. I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. That's why I praise him. That's why I magnify. That's why I give him glory. Somebody praise him.